From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. says it's pulling out of the U.N. Human Rights Council. U.S. U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley citing what she called an ongoing cesspool of political bias, especially when it comes to Israel. She was joined by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
We have no doubt that there was once a noble vision for this council. But today we need to be honest. The Human Rights Council is a poor defender of human rights. Worse than that, the Human Rights Council has become an exercise in shameless hypocrisy, with many of the world's worst human rights abuses going ignored, and some of the world's most serious offenders sitting on the council itself.
He took its aim at some of those council members.
Its membership includes authoritarian governments with unambiguous and abhorrent human rights records, such as China, Cuba, and Venezuela. There is no fair or competitive election process, and countries have colluded with one another to undermine the current method of selecting members. And the council's continued and well-documented bias against Israel is unconscionable.
UN Human Rights Chief Zayed Raad al-Hussein said given the state of human rights in the world today, the U.S. should be stepping up, not stepping back. Civil rights groups warn the U.S. withdrawal will make it more difficult to advance rights priorities and aid victims of abuse worldwide. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir will meet his rival Riek Machar in Addis Ababa Wednesday in a new push by host Ethiopia to end the country's five-year conflict. A series of ceasefires and peace agreements have failed to halt the fighting. Mediation efforts will be conducted by the Regional Bloc Intergovernmental Authority on Development, or IGAD. Meanwhile, Eritrea's president said he's responding to positive messages from new Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed to resolve one of Africa's longest-running conflicts. He plans to send an Eritrean delegation to the Ethiopian capital. This is VOA News. Forces backed by Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates stormed the Hodeidah airport on Yemen's Red Sea coast Tuesday in a week-long struggle with Houthi rebel defenders. Emirati Foreign Affairs Ministry official Talal al-Talnaji displayed what he called Iranian-made weapons captured in the fighting. Iran denies arming the rebels. Meanwhile, the Houthis said they launched a missile targeting a facility belonging to the Saudi oil firm Aramco in southwest Saudi Arabia. Riyadh said its air defenses intercepted that missile. The Trump administration is threatening more penalties on Chinese imports in a pressure campaign to change what it calls China's predatory policies, including forced technology transfers. Peter Navarro, economic advisor to President Donald Trump, outlined the reasons for this approach.
One, the need to reduce our massive trade deficit, which represents an equally massive transfer of wealth, factories, and jobs to China. Two, and more importantly, for this country's economic future and national security, China's bid to acquire the crown jewels of American technology and intellectual property by any means necessary.
China's announced countermeasures and in an editorial denounced what it called America's bloodlust that seeks to, quote, suck the lifeblood out of the Chinese economy. At least 30 Afghan soldiers were killed in multiple attacks carried out by the Taliban in western Afghanistan Wednesday, just 3 days after the Islamic insurgency announced an end to a three-day Eid ceasefire. Indonesia now says nearly 180 passengers are missing after a ferry sank Monday in Sumatra's Lake Toba. 18 have been rescued. Initially, the total of passengers on board was said to have been 80. Wednesday is UN World Refugee Day. The global agency's refugee chief said nearly 70 million were refugees last year, a new record high. Filippo Grandi spoke in Libya Tuesday.
But the response to this crisis is not to panic, is not to shut down borders and ports, but to work together internationally to find solutions. If this happens, the problem will be manageable.
For a fourth year in a row, Turkey remained the country with the largest number of refugees, almost 3.5 million from the Syrian conflict. Israeli warplanes struck more than 24 Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip early Wednesday, following a string of rocket launches and mortar shells targeting Israeli territory. Such strikes have occurred since weeks of border protests that left nearly 130 Palestinians dead. Mali says some of its soldiers may have been guilty of gross rights violations after the discovery of mass graves in the center part of the country. Soldiers have been accused of carrying out extrajudicial killings, kidnappings, arbitrary arrests, and torture. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.